This reading speaks to us about situation. Things are being rebuilt in Jerusalem, and much of the scrolls of the law had been lost, burned. And so what happens today, they find a copy of the law. And so they gather all of the people so that they can hear it. Imagine being separated for such a very long time from the scriptures, from hearing them, especially ones that were supposed to instruct their life. People begin to weep. I'm sure it was a sense of contrition, of recognizing where they have fallen short, that we didn't know this was God's word. We didn't know this was his command. We didn't know this was his will. And seeing all of the ways in which they have fallen short in these last years and years, not knowing what they were supposed to do. We see a response of weeping on the part of the people. But those who are in charge say to them, it is not a day for weeping. Turn, lift your heads up, see him. Do not look at yourself, but recognize that this is a day of joy and celebration, because the word of God has been spoken to you. Instruction has been given to you. Today is a day. Don't look at yourself, but look at the word that has been spoken to you. And rejoice, be glad. Instruction has been given. You have received this word of God, which is to bring life to you. Today is not a day of sorrow, but a day of rejoicing, of feasting and gladness. So they have to instruct the people, stop crying. Shh, stop. You know, it's kind of funny. The Levites are out there shushing people, telling them to stop crying. It is a day of joy because they have received instruction from the Lord. The instruction of the Lord, my brothers and sisters, is not to be a burden or a hammer or an anvil to smash us. Instruction of the Lord to us is to bring us life. We see a similar situation in the gospel text. When we get to the end and Jesus instructs them about when a town welcomes them, what they are supposed to do. Right? Town welcomes them, eat what is set before them, cure the sick in it, and proclaim that the kingdom of God is at hand. So a proclamation that the kingdom of God is at hand, demonstrated or proven by the work of their healing ministry, an affirmation that the words that they say are true because it is accompanied by signs and wonders. The kingdom of God is truly at hand. Rejoice, a day of great joy has come upon you. Jesus is intending to visit this town. Prepare yourselves to receive Jesus, because Jesus is coming. He's coming to meet you. The kingdom of God is at hand. But then we see those that reject them shake the dust that clings to your feet and protest against that town. Tell them anyway, the kingdom of God is at hand. We often have a choice to make, my brothers and sisters, when God speaks to us. How do you receive it? Do you receive it always as an accusation, as a burden? Or when God speaks to us, do you receive it as this invitation for life? Found in his word, his instruction, his invitation. Only you know the answer to that. But do know this. The Father has spoken in his Son, Jesus Christ. and he has revealed himself through him. There is great opportunity for joy, redemption, grace, mercy in receiving his Son. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Receive Jesus into your hearts this day. Amen.